Good morning, Masechet Zvachim, Daf Mem Hay, 45. We're starting, finishing off here, Daf Mem Dalamud Bet. So we had the sugya where we mentioned the brighter is the perception of Yosef Lili, Pigel, but the Rana said, Chutz Pigel, but the Rana said, Bifnim, Lo Pigel, right? Inside and outside would Pigel, not Pigel. Then we explained that what it meant was that an avoda of a korban which you'd bring in the Beit HaMikdash, if you were standing outside doing shchita and you had kavona for the inside, then it wouldn't be pigul. If you were inside, you had kavona for the hekter emarim or the shvichat shirayim on the outside, you wouldn't have pigul. You had to be basically standing inside for doing the avoda inside, outside doing the avoda outside. That was the idea. Then the Gemara went to, said like this: Amrav Nachman, Amrav Baravu, Amrabi Amarav Halacha Kerabi Elazar. That was that Rabbi Elazar. Right, we just learned that halacha over here. So the Gemara says she'amar mishum Rabbi Yossi. Sorry, she'amar mishum Yossi. Amar Rav halacha Rabbi Elazar she'amar mishum Yossi. Full stop. So now Amar Rava says hilchet l'meshicha. What are you passing halacha here for? You telling me hil halacha k'Rabbi Elazar, as if to say tomorrow now we are, thank you very much, we all know the halacha. Tomorrow we go and do this korban. We know what the halacha is. What are you passing halacha for? This is halacha for the Mashiach. In other words, look at Rashi. He says, you passing halacha now for Mashiach starting. Because you're about to make that. We don't need it now. We need to know that when Mashiach comes. What are you telling me halacha now for? It's the first time we've actually seen anywhere along the sugya, right? It's only started with Zvachim. Have we seen anywhere halacha? Hilchetehi. We haven't seen halacha. We're not passing halacha in this Gemara. We're learning halacha. We aren't passing halacha. So he says, what are you giving me this for? This is beautiful. This is for Mashiach comes. We'll know this halacha. We're not now. So you could ask the obvious question, right? What's the obvious question? No. Well, the Olam Masech is Vachim, right? What are we learning for then? Right? So Amalei Abaya, Ela Me'ata, Kol Shchita. This is the question. So Abaya says, Ela Me'ata, Kol Shchita, Kodshim Lo Litni. Then why are we learning Olam Masech Kodshim? Leave it alone. Hichat Le'Mashiachi. It's for Mashiach. Ela, so Abaya says, no. So why do we learn it? Drosh v'kabel schar. Hachinami drosh v'kabel schar. Because the main thing we're learning to get schar. Right? So so now...
Weird.
Right? You said it's a weird statement, Steve. We see it plenty times. Drosh v'kabel schar. We saw it in Sotah. We saw it in Sanhedrin. Here, Steve, look at Mishnah Rashas. We looked at in Sotah and Dalet, in Sanhedrin, Sham, and in Ayin Alev, we see it again here. Where there's an Indian of Limud Torah, yeah, was Taka, that was Shavuot. That was, were you at Turba last Tuesday, not this previous week, last week, he spoke about, before Erev Shavuot, quoted the famous Hakdamah to the Beit HaLevi. The Beit HaLevi says, it says, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos in Daf Peichet says, B'sha'ah shehigdim, I'm Naseh L'Nishma, right? When they, because Amishal said Naseh V'Nishma, right? So B'Shaashi Egdim, the Rabbi Levi brings a good morning Shabbat, says, Dafka, the fact that they said Naseh first, before Nishma, what was the schut? It said, Yardu Shishim Ribu Imalech Asher V'Kisher L'Kol Echad Kitro Echad K'Nik Naseh V'Chad K'Nishma. He attached 600,000 angels came down. No, this is the famous Beit HaLevi. I'm quoting now. It's a good morning Shabbos. So the Rav spoke about another part of Shabbos. Also, Daf Peichet. He spoke about that took 60 came and territory and took it off. Right. He spoke a different aspect of that same Gemara. The Gemara that he spoke was the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara said when they sinned, 120,000 angels came and took 8 crowns. And you need one could bring 2 crowns, but you need each one to take back a crown. That was what he spoke about. But he says, why Higdim Naseh V'Nishma? He says, because the one is a mitzvah of Lilmod Hayach Yaseh. It's a mitzvah of Limud Torah to learn how to do things. And I'm a Aretz Chassid. So therefore, you got to know what to do. That's the Naseh. But once you've known everything, then what's the purpose of learning? So there's a mitzvah of Limud Lishma. Limud Lishma is Kabel Vekdrosh. So he has not relevant to Naseh, so it's relevant to the Lishma.
Okay, but you still got to come to a conclusion.
But for what? We don't need it. Not relevant. It's for you learning the halachos of putting on tefillin on the moon. Is it relevant to you? But you, is it relevant to you? Anything, okay? So anything that's not relevant to you is Joshua Kabel Schar. Okay, Hachinami, Joshua Kabel Schar. So now Ravina, right? Like not Ravina, it was Rabbi Yosef, right? Who was it? Rabbi Yossi, right? So he said, Hachika Aminelach. So he says to him, this is actually what I said, no. This is what I said. Hachika Aminelach. Hilchete Lameli. Why do we need another halacha? Right. So basically what he's saying is, Amalei halacha kamina. And as Lishna Achrina, Amalei halacha kamina. Not hachika aminelach, but Lishna Achrina, Amalei halacha kamina. Look at Rashi there. Hi the mitmahana. Kevbiut halacha hu de mitmahana. Rabbi, why did he get so excited? He said, "The migris beinan mitni mishto machlakot halacha avuda lefishatrahi bedoshek abeschar." About kivu halacha, right? That's his claim. This is what is bothering him. Is why you have to know halacha. Ain ele lehorot halacha lemaseh v'achshav ena hug, right? So, basically, that was his kasha. He says his kasha was, "I'm not arguing with you about getting the schar, but why did you have to pasken halacha?"
Well, the
right.
Rambam wasted his time. The
Rambam wrote the halachos on all of this. Shulchan Aruch didn't, by the way. It's interesting.
It implies also that they had resigned the fact that
Mashiach was
not imminently.
Yeah. Okay, we've sidetracked enough today outside of Asker. It's Kemishna. Matnitin. Okay, now new Mishnah. Kotcha of the kochavim, right? Ein chayvim alehem mishum pigu notar v'tame. Now, I don't know what strikes you the most outrageous here of all of this, in your opinions. Kotcha of the kochavim. Now, we know that a goy can mitnadev. Look at Rashi there. In first Gemara, kashe hitnadvum legavua kamar. Goy can bring a send a korban, but my issue was the tame, because it's when do goyim have tuma? Goyim aren't bound by those of tuma. You ever heard of a goy going to the mikveh to become tahor? I don't know. Anyhow, kocha of the kocham ein chayim alehem mishum pigul. So if there's kavona there of pigul, there's no chiyuv of pigul. Maybe it's talking about the kohen doing the avodah here. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what it's talking about. Pigul notar v'tame. So pigul not pigul is now, we're experts in pigul. Notar is food that's left over right after its time. And it's interesting, pigul and tame, a pigul and notar, actually like two different sides of a similar coin, right? Because pigul is when you have machshava to eat something. In fact, you know what, actually, Rashi's going to say it just now. Let's leave it. I think Rashi, Rashi says it just now. Okay, I'll get it. It's worth saying. Pigul is the machshava to eat something out of its time. And notar is when it actually was left out of its time. So pigul and notar almost go together, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see just now. Now that I actually thought, I realize now why I thought of it. It wasn't my idea. It's in my subconscious.
If you don't have any bad intentions, but you wait 3 days,
they got to burn the food. It's not tar.
It's not tar.
So there was no pigul, but it was not tar. So you aren't chayv karet if you ate it, but it's a lav. That's a difference. Okay, v'tame. V'hashochtan b'chutz patur. See that? If you shecht the animal of the goy outside, you patur. You can't bring it as a korban, but no, or you aren't over any you aren't. Patur generally means, you know, patur means patur aval asur. Eh, Hilchot Shabbos is usually like that. I'm sure it's pretty much the same over here. It's patur, but it's asur to do. You shouldn't do that. If you don't do patur, right? Diver Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Mechayev. Where's the halacha? Mechayev. Right? So Rabbi Yossi's halacha is like Rabbi Yossi over here. So therefore, you chayev if you shechted it outside. Ketana banan. Now, Gemara brings a brighter. Quite a long brighter. The brighter says like this. Kotche of the kochavim. Lo nehenin velo moalin. So when you bring a korban of a goy, right? So there's no, you don't get hana'a and there's no me'ila. Okay, so that's the one thing. Ve'ein chavin alei mishum pigul, which is what our Mishnah says. So you on chavin pigul. Or notar v'tame. So you see the bar is very similar to our Mishnah, just it mentions the issue of me'ila, right? Ve'ein osin t'murah. Interesting, hey? And you can't do tmura for a kocha, coaching for a korban of a goy. V'ein mevi'in nesachim. Look at Rashi. And you don't mevi'in nesachim. Now, what Rashi specifically says is mevi'in nesachim. Rashi says b'fnei atzman belov zevach Yisrael shemitnadvim yain kiditna minachot. A goy can't donate a nesach. We're not talking about if you bring the nesach with the korban. Talk about bringing, donating a nesach on its own. like donating a wine libation. Maybe because we're scared of Yain Nesach. I don't know. Maybe because we're scared of Yain, of Goyim. I don't know. Why might it be kosher? Aval Korban, says a writer. Right? Aval Korban Ta'un Nesachim. Look at that Shulchan Mekubetzet there, if you want to look at it, the bet of Shulchan Mekubetzet. Aval Korban Ta'un Nesachim. See that? He puts in there, not aval Korban Ta'un Nesachim. Right? Ve'im Shalach HaNesachim Yiyeh Mishelo. See that? Shita says, if he sends the Nesachim, then they use his Nesachim. Okay? Ve'im Lav Mishel Tibur. And if he doesn't send the Nesach, then the Beit HaMikdash provides a Nesach. So there goes my theory of why we don't accept the Nesach from him directly. Because I thought maybe we can't trust his wine, but yeah, we trust his wine when he sends it with the animal. I'm not sure why. No, but look what Rashi says. The Ve'im Nesachim, that is bifnei atzmam. But that's why I just read you the shita. Look at the shita mekubetzet. Aval korban. Look at the bet. Shita mekubetzet bet. Aval korban. The Mishnah, the brighter says ta'un nesachim. Right? And the Mishita adds in there, ve'im shalach nesachim yesh mishelo, ve'im lav mishel tibur. You have to have a nesach with his korban. You just can't get a nesach on its own. Like a separate korban. Right? That's the Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yossi, so we see this is a very parallel brighter to our Mishnah, right? Because even the same Tanaim arguing. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ro'e ani b'chulan lahachmir. What does he mean? Look at Rashi there. B'chulan ani ro'e. B'chol hadvarim alalu ani ro'e b'kodsh odai kochavim lahachmir ke b'kodsh Yisrael. He says, all these turim you're telling me about don't apply. A korban of a goy is exactly like a korban of Yisrael. Machmir on everything. In other words, you say machmir on everything. So you be chai because of pigul, you be chai because of nota, you be chai because of tame, right? And obviously, ain or sin tamura, he would agree with that. The ain mevim nesachim would agree with that, right? And etc. And now, what's his reason? He's machmir bekulan sheneimar bahen lashem. Because look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, right? Damer arom bebelav elkom benem neishav amart lehem ish ish, right? The ish ish ya ish ish means includes a goy. Once say ish ish, that's a ribuy of goyim as well. Bet Yisrael mina ger ha'ivisha asher yakriv korbanu lechol nidrahem ulechol nidvotam sheyakrivu l'Hashem la'ola. They're l'Hashem la'ola. So therefore, all the didim have to apply of l'Hashem. So now we go back to the beginning there. The brighter continues and says, when we said earlier on, we said, lo nehenin velo mo'alin. Remember? We said there's no hana, no me'ila. So now the Gebrata says, when did I say that was Rabbi Shimon talking, right? Was it Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi? Yeah. Bamed Ramamurim, Bekotche Mizbeach. Aval Bekotche Bedekabayit Mo'alin Bahen. He says, this issue of not having Me'ila only applies to Kotche Mizbeach, when the Goy sends a Korban to be Shechted on the Mizbeach. But if he donated money to the Beit HaMikdash for Bedekabayit, right? Remember, Bedek HaBayit is basically is a monetary value. Because he's sending money. Bedek HaBayit, the definition of what does Bedek HaBayit mean? It means to fix up the Beit HaMikdash, right? For repairs and for maintenance and stuff like that. That's what it was for. Look at Rashi here. Ein mo'alin bahen, atan et hanakam, right? Rashi said, we're speaking about Rabbi Shimon Avia, right? Aval bekotche Bedek HaBayit, oved kochavim shehitfish leBedek HaBayit, Mo'alin bo, there's proper me'ilah, we'll see that on why. Okay, let's carry on. The Gemara now carries on and now starts analyzing this brighter. Lo nehenin velo mo'alin. Okay, so when we said lo nehenin velo mo'alin, what do we mean? Right, it says like this. Lo nehenin midrabanan. Right, lo nehenin midrabanan. Velo mo'alin. But more lo mo'alin is actually from midoraita. How do we know that? The gamar me'ila chait chait mitruma. We're going to exer yourself from truma. Just like you can't get hana'a from truma, so you can't get the me'ila over there is exer shabbos. That's right. The betruma ketiv b'nei Yisrael v'lo ovdei kochavim. Okay, so that's why it says lo ne'enin v'lo mo'alin. Lo ne'enin is just a rabbanan. That's not a Torah. But lo mo'alin, in order to get me'ila, we learn it from truma, and in truma it's specifically written b'nei Yisrael. So therefore, for goyim, there's no me'ila. Okay, that's the Gemara. I'm going to go through this quickly. V'ein chayavin alav mishum pigul notar v'tame. That's the next line in the brighter. Yon chay pigul tomat. Right, my timer. How do we know that? Gemara says the ati pigul, xerishav there as well. Remember, we had this Kedusha Shabbat yesterday. Remember this yesterday? Just go through for 1 second. We had on Daf Mem, Dalet Amud Aleph, we had those three psukim. We had Pigu, Tuma, and Nota. Remember, we learned it Gzereshava in three ways. Gzereshava. Remember that? This is the same Gzereshava. Pigu, Notar, and Tuma. The same psukim, right? So he says, "V'lo mali negam ma'ila ve'ain v'chaimim la mishu pigu ma'atam ati pigu avon avon mi notar va'ati notar chilu chilu mi tuma." Right? So we got the three ways Gzereshava: Notar, Tuma, and Pigu. And if with Tuma Ketiv in the pasuk of Tuma, right? The pasuk of Tuma was the pasuk of where it says there, "V'yinazru mikodshei b'nei shav lo yichalu et shem kodshi asher hem makdishim li." Remember that? V'yinazru. Remember that? V'yinazru. Stay aside. That was the issue of Tuma. Ketiv b'nei shav lo v'dei kochavim. So there again, the makor there is for b'nei shav, not for goy. V'enosin tmura. How do you enosin tmura? My timer. It says again, "De'itkash tmura l'maase b'heima." And look at this. Yeah, we've done this before. De'itkash, because we've got a hekesh of tmura. Remember, Tumur is exchanging it, right? One for the other. Lemaser behema. Of a maser, that's the tenth animal. Umaser behema, itkash lemaser dagan. And we've got a hekesh between maser dagan to maser behema. Now, what's our problem? What's the problem? We've got a hekesh to hekesh to hekesh. We said the other day, right? Mm-hmm. We said, bezvachim ein lemadin mehekesh lehekesh. Remember that? So here's a classic case. We never had a problem with gzera shava. We've got a problem. You can see it's different, right? Hekesh, hekesh. So the Gemara says, "Uva maser dagan ketiv." And what's the source? Bnei Shav, lo vdei kochavim. So this more straightforward. The Gemara says, "V'chidavar lamed behekesh chozer lamed behekesh." But we know you can't do that. Look at Rashi there. "V'chidavar halamed." Look at that Rashi. It's almost in line with the Gemara. "Maser behema halamud behekesh shlo yeh noheg bovdei kochavim chozer umlamed latmura behekesh." Right? So the Gemara said, how can you do that? We know that you can't have el amed behekesh chozer umlamed behekesh. Right? And that, we learned that Gemara, right? Here the Gemara brings it from the Kaman Zan. We've already learned it before. Right? So the Gemara says, no, it's okay. Why? Because maser dagan, listen to this, is chulin hu. Maser dagan is chulin. What does it mean maser dagan is chulin? When did we learn that you can't do a hekesh from a hekesh to a hekesh? That's with zvachim. But when it comes to chulin, maybe we can do a hekesh to a hekesh. See the answer, Gemara's answer? Look at Rashi there. Maser dagan chulin hu. U'bechol ha-torah lemedin lamed min alamed chutz min ha-kodshim. See that? It's only a din in kodshim that you can't do hekesh to hekesh. But in chulin, you can do hekesh to hekesh. Okay, you with me? So that seems to solve our problem. But now the Gemara said like this. Ha nichel man da amar batar melamed as learn. Seems to be machloket, which we'll learn another time. We're not going to learn it now. But there's a Gemara which we're going to see on, here it says makot. But also in the Kaman daf samach. We'll see it on daf samach. Right, we're going to see a machloket. It depends now if it's a lamed v'lamed or milamed v'lamed. Okay, I don't want to go into too much tuning. I'm only because I'm not 100% sure I understand it 100%. Okay? But more so because we'll see it a bit complicated. Look what he says here. He says, ha nicha, that all works well. Leman da amar batar melamed azlinan. Ele leman da amar batar lamed azlinan ma'ike lemeimar. So he says, that only works well to one side of the machloket. Look at Rashi there. Ha nicha batar batar melamed. De'i melamed chulin. Af agav de lamad kodesh. Lemedim bo halamed mid lamed. So that only works well when your first source, I think is what it means, is chulin. And the chulin is melamed. Right? It teaches the klal to kochim. And then kochim learns it from one kochim to the other. Right? Look at that. That's what Rashi seems to be saying here. Di melamed chulin. The chulin is the teacher. Afagav de lamed kodesh. Kodesh lemedim bo halamed lamed. Upluktai ba'ezim akoman. We'll see that on. Right? So that was, only works well. So Gemara says, you know what? Ela, you're right. So what's our real reason? Ela maser behema. That's not the reason. So we're not going to rely on the hekesh. If we rely on the hekesh, we miss the abech. We get into trouble with the other side of the machloket, right? The guys who said that it doesn't work even if it's a melamed. Ela maser behema. Chova. He says, so we've got another reason for maser behema. We can't now learn maser behema. Itkish tumur to maser behema. Because we're trying to find our truma. So he says, no. So what's maser behema? Maser behema is a chova she'en la kavuas manhu. The Shita Mekubetz changes the order out. He says it's a mashle behema is a chova she'en la kavuas man. Right, what does it mean, en la kavuas man? Right, en la kavuas man, right, I think it means that mashle behema happens any time, right? There's no specific time of mashle behema. The chova she'en la zman kavua, Yisrael maitu of dei kochavim lo maitu. Okay, it's an interesting limud that. When it's something that isn't a kovaz man, that you bring any time, I'm not even sure why, to be honest. Look at Rashi over here. The law itrevu of the kochavim ele l'nedarim v'nedavot. See that? It says, goyim have got a, they can bring the davim and the davot.
Only.
Now, a maser, behem is not a nedava, not nedava. There's a chovah, you 10th animal you're going to bring. The goyim aren't including the 10th animal. Oh, they can bring out of their goodwill of their heart, they can make in a davar to the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, there's no connection to that. And we've got a hekesh from, and we, so, Rakadir Bakra, Lechol Nedarim V'chule, V'hu Adinami D'lo Maitu Chova Kavu Alem Zman, K'gon Olot Raya V'shamech Hagan. Just like they can't also bring things that are kavua. They can't bring an Olot Raya, there's no Chiyuv. A Chatat is not a kavua. They don't mean chattas bra because they don't sin.
Yeah.
Exactly. They haven't got their own chayim mitzvahs. Right. So they can only bring, they're very limited what they can bring. Look at Rashi says over here. Actually, I think he means chattas right at the end. Right. Edelo psikele hoye umevin ola v'shamein edava. He says not 100% because they can't bring shamein edava. Okay. Aval maser v'chatat v'asham lo shayech behu klal. Okay. So I'm not sure if 100% solved us the issue of tmura. How do we actually learn tmura in the end? Oh, because we had itkush tmur la maser behema. Oh, we wanted to say maser behema itkush la dagan. So we took out the dagan now, and we just had one hekesh, which you can learn in zvachim one hekesh from maser behema to tmura. That was good enough. Our maser dagan was the problem, right? Because the maser dagan was where we had the hekesh to hekesh, but here we got one hekesh. Okay, so it works well. All right. Okay, but ain't maybe in the sachim again. The next halacha in the brighter was they can't bring the sachim on their own, right? So Tana Rabbanan ezrach. Because look at the pasuk we brought over here. The pasuk says, "Kol ha'ezrach yaseh kacha et el lakriv yisher reach nichoach l'ashem." So we learn there that, and they aren't part of ezrach. Look at Rashi, the second wide lines of Rashi. Ezrach b'pasuk nesachim kativ b'shlach lecha. Kol ha'ezrach yaseh kacha. Right? Who's ezrach? Right? Umina, and from there yafin and come and berkol atadir ezrach melamed shemitnadvim nesachim v'bifnei atzman nedava. Okay, so that is. That Rashi a little bit different for me. So maybe Sachim ain't how we're coming maybe in Sachim. So Gemara says, "Da yachol lo tehe olatot tuna Sachim." So maybe you might think just like he can't bring the Sachim, so therefore even his korban shouldn't need the Sachim, right? Tamud lomar kacha. Therefore the pasuk kacha. Look at Rashi. Kacha yaase lashor shemar chovat la mekorban. Okay, lo shnei shav lo shnei oved kochavim. Hilchach shlach demay nischa yikruv mishelo. If he sends money, you see here. Yeah, Rashi solves my problem. Okay, I don't know why I forgot the Rashi. You see the Rashi? How important this. Remember, I said I was wondering why they can't send the sachim, and I said maybe because we don't trust their wine. But then I said, wait a second. If that's the case, then how come when the korban comes, they've got to have nesachim? Look at Rashi. Rashi puts in here. Yeah? The Rashi there says Talmud lomar kacha. It's a fourth very wide line. You heard the ara?
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Hilchach shlach dmei nischeha yikruvu mishelo." If he sends the money for the nesachim, doesn't send the wine. The kohanim go and buy the wine with his money. Ve'im lav makrivim mishel tzibur. Then they just bring their own money. Why? Shetnai beitinu masechet shkalim. They have to have a nesach with the animal. See, we solve the problem. So we load it on their wine. They send the money, and if they send their money, it says, "If not, not beautiful, all good and fine." Okay, now I'm Rabbi Yossi. Now we go back to the bright. Rabbi Yossi said. If a person can't drink it, then a kosher can, you can't give it a kosher baruch hu. Yain that's been used for avodah zorah, you're going to bring to the Beit HaMikdash. Chas v'shalom. The mizbeach is metaher. We discussed it yesterday. B'di'eved. In other words, if you brought something which wasn't meant to be brought to the Beit HaMikdash, and it goes up to mizbeach, we say that the mizbeach or the tzitz is metaher. But you can't bring something lechatchila that's avodah zora and put it onto the mizbeach and say the mizbeach will metaher. I think it to me. I'll be honest with you. I don't have a makor for that, but I think it's pashut. No.
No.
So pashut that if a goy oved avodah zarah brings his wine, you can pour it onto the bizbeach. I don't know. To me, it seems pashut. You know. Nah. I think it's toiva to bring yayin of avodah zarah into the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
It says here, if he sends the actual flour and wine, we cannot accept them from him, since we must presume that they are tamei.
Brilliant. Show me that note. I don't even see that note.
Even further, because Rambam, next continuation.
What note are you? What page? I don't look.
34.
I should have read all these notes.
34.
I want it in Hebrew. In Hebrew, what's it there? No, he has. No, we have. It's not the same one. Mm-hmm. What's it? Which just tell, where is it? Okay, so that's the answer. The kitsu, we can't rely on it. Okay, so so Rashi makes it straightforward, clear here that it says the wine. Okay, beautiful.
He
said okay.
Even if he sends the money, they don't accept it.
Wow, no, that Rashi is
according to the Rambam.
Oh, so there's a machloket Rashi Rambam. Rashi seems to imply that if he sends the money, they accept it. And the Rambam says even they don't accept the money.
Well, we purchased the libations from communal funds from Tzibur.
Okay, there we are. So you see that? Okay, now, I mean, it just seems to me to be pashut. Okay. Now, Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yossi. Roya ani b'chulan lahachmir. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, that I want to, I'm machmir. Who's machmir? All of these things, right? The Gemara says, that b'medrim amurim. What is, right, b'medrim amurim. No, sorry, that's the end. No. This is the quote from the Brighter. Rabbi Yosher ani b'chulan lachmir, b'medrim amurim, b'kodshe b'izbeach, b'chule. Okay, now the Gemara says, my timer. So Rashi tells us that, yeah, this is my timer. Look at Rashi. I'm milted to Rabbi Shimon Kai. Don't think we're asking the my timer here on Rabbi Yossi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not interested in Rabbi Yossi at the moment. We're going back to Rabbi Shimon. Right? So my, on this chiluk that he made on Me'ilah, between the Berek HaBayit and the Kochim. Right? That's his question. So my timer, I'm milted to Rashi Kai. I'm Me'ilah the Kamas, Rashi. I've Kochim Berek HaBayit. Look at this, Rashi, the Ovdei Kochavim Mu'alin. Okay, so that's his question. Why do we have, what's his difference, yeah? Kesavar, ki gamre me'ila, chet mitruma, dumi de truma. The kedishe kedushat haguf. Where, what was our makor for me'ila? We said we got the exarishav of chet from truma. And therefore, the kochim is like truma. And what is truma? There's inherent kedusha in the kodesh, right? In the animal, in the truma. It's got inherent kedusha. It was not a kedusha of the. It's not a monetary kedusha. It's an inherent kedusha. You can't exchange the kedusha, right? About kedusha berek habayit, but kedusha berek habayit, the donation to the Beit HaMikdash is kedusha damim lo. That's just a monetary value, and therefore you can remove the value. You can, in other words, you can have me'ila on the money. Look at Rashi; he explains it better than me. V'chigam me'ila truma lemiutei of dekochavim tumi de truma. Bekotche mizeva chud de gamra. The kadisha gufayu ketruma she'ena niftin. There's no, you can't do pidyon over there. And therefore, because you can't do pidyon, you can't do me'ila. But on the money, on the valuables, which you can do pidyon, you can redeem it. Therefore, it's got value. You could think you could get hana from it, therefore, it would be me'ila. I don't even think I've explained it properly even now. It doesn't make sense to what I've just said. Does it make sense? Anybody want to say what I said? Anybody want to say it better than I just said? I don't think I'm saying it properly.
There is Me'ila.
He says there is Me'ila on the Berek HaBayit.
Yes.
Not Me'ila on the Kochim. Rashi says that. Why? Because the Kochim, you can't exchange it. In other words, it's got no value outside of the Kedusha. Where the Berek HaBayit, you can buy it out of the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, it's got a benefit value, and therefore you get Me'ila. I think that's what he's saying. All right. Tana Rabbanan. The brother carries on, and a similar now we just saw this. It's a similar type of machlok rabbi. Dam shenitma v'zarko v'shogeg hurtza. You see this? Yes, exactly. Yeah, this brother exactly what we've been saying the last 2 days, right? When is there ritzui, right? You dam shenitma v'zarko b'shogeg. In other words, you didn't do the chatchila. It was tamei dam. And the chatchila, you did the zrika with the dam, hurtza. There was ritual, it was good, right? But b'meizid, lo hurtza. I think this is the underlying principle, everything we spoke about up until now, with the tzitz and the mizbeach, everything, it's all b'meizid, right? B'meizid, if you do b'meizid, lo hurtza. Look at Rashi here. But Rashi says an amazing thing, though. B'meizid, lo hurtza. Why? Knasa de rabbananhu. Okay, it's a knas. So what's Rashi saying? Lechatchila, there would even be ritzui. Right? So it's less strict than I've been saying. But Chachami made a knas. Why? And velo sheyavi acher. And Rashi is telling us the important point here. Chas v'shalom. Don't think now that you got to go and bring another korban. Why? Because if you say the korban wasn't a good korban, even if you say even by Rabbanan the knas wasn't ritzui, you say, I better go bring another korban. You come another korban. Why? The im kain nimtzu beitin matnin lakor davar min haTorah. Then beitin saying that korban, which was a kadosh korban and the blood worked, even though Rabbanan said it doesn't work, did work. And therefore they say now that this korban has got kedusha and it was ritzui, and you're going to bring another one, ulavi chulin nazara, and the korban which you're bringing in its place, you're going to think that the kedusha was now not on that time, but this is the new korban. No, this korban never got its kedusha because that korban worked. So it ends up basically the second korban which you would bring would be chulin. You got it? Right? Lo hutza lahatir basar b'chida. That's what it means. But you can't eat the meat. Aval ba'ali mit kapru. But the kapara was there. Okay, we'll see. Please go and get to Vavamot. That's what he's saying over here. He says here, yeah, this is very, very important. But nonetheless, there was kapara. Okay, just you can't eat the blood. It's a knas. And we understand why it's a knas. It's a knas to stop you doing it. Right? So you don't take the blood and throw it. Okay? Now the Gemara says, where's this relevant? Beyachid, when it comes to a korban of a yachid, about betzibur, bein beshogeg, bein bemezid, hutza. This is amazing, eh? But even if it's bemezid, if it was a korban tzibur, it still works. Okay, there are probably hundreds of reasons why. We're not getting into that now. With all that kochavim, now we come to what's relevant in Ashkenaz. Why do we bring this brighter? Because this is what we spoke about in our Mishnah. With all that kochavim, right? If it's a goy's korban, bein beshogeg, bein bemezid, lo hutza. Okay, when it comes to a goy's korban, even b'shogeg, we don't use it. Right? You can't eat that korban, do nothing about it. We're more machmir. Right? So Amru Rabbanan kamed Rapapa. Right? So Rabbanan said in front of Rapapa, come on. Right? Who's this halacha like? He says, obviously the Lord Rabbi Yossi. Why not? What Rabbi Yossi said, remember Rabbi Yossi in our brighter? He says, ani machmir, b'kulan, right? T'i Rabbi Yossi, Ha'amer v'chulan ani ro'eh lahachmir. Rabbi Yossi made no difference between a goy's korban and all the chumras, right, applied. So Amar Rav Papa, when I look at Rashi there, it says, come on, hadi kani rodei kochavim lo hutza d'lo k'Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Papa, filu tam Rabbi Yossi, he said, no, you give us Rabbi Yossi. And Sha'ani hatam, there, it was very different. Why? Ta'amar kra lahem v'lo lovdei kochavim, because when it comes to the goy, right, when it came to there, in that Mishnah, there already was all the kulas we were being makil along the way. We could say that all those kulas apply to Lahem, but not to the Goyim. But over here, it would still be to Amar Rav Huna, Bered Rav Natan, Rav Papa, Elamata, if you're telling me that. So now we've got a problem. Why? We've got a pasuk over here. It says, Bered Arom Rabbanav, V'yinazru Mikotshei B'nei Israel. Well, that's the pasuk which we quoted earlier on. That's the pasuk for Tumah. Right? V'lo yichalu etshayim kotshi, asher hayim makadshim liyani Hashem. Right, so he says, "Me'ata asher hei makdishim." It says, "Hei makdishim." Who's heim? Only the Jews, the Am Yisrael. Hachinami heim v'lo avdei kochavim. Right, then when it comes to tuma. Right, so what's his question over here? "Me'ata asher makdishim." Dichtil galvin azu. Hachinami heim v'lo avdei kochavim. V'taima the kodesh avdei kochavim. Ein chavin aleihem mishum tuma. Rabbi Yossi. Right, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yossi got a special din because of ania, because it says lahem. So then what about makdishim? Rabbi Yossi said they all chayv or tuma. And now this pasuk on Tumah should say no, they're not chayv on Tumah because it's only hey magdishim li, right? Hem lo velov dechavim ela amar Rav Ashi amar kra liratzon lahem, right? That's what Rabbi dechavim lav bnei hartzaninu. So it says therefore over here in the ritzui you can't bring it says not Rabbi Yossi, it's different Rabbi Yossi because it says the lashem, that's not the limud. The limud here Rabbi Yossi would say over here what is Rabbi Yossi would say that it doesn't apply is because there's no ritzui bichlal for goyim. The word the ritzui don't fit in. It says Hakadosh Baruch Hu heim she'enu mitratzei lahem. Gabe tzitz kativ. See that the ratzon lahem. That's where the tzitz does the job. Remember the tzitz we said is what he does all the machshir and meratz etc. Doesn't apply to them. And therefore the goyim here, if the dam is tamei, there's no ritzui because nothing works for them. End of story. Finished. Okay. New Mishnah. Dvarim she'en chavim aleihem mishum pigul. So the Gemara carries on. The whole other things, yeah. She'ein chayoyim aleihem mishum pigul. Says no. So all those things which we learned that you aren't chayev on them for pigul, right? And look at Rashi. Rashi brings our last Mishnah. Kegon hakometz v'haktoret v'chol hashnuyim b'mishnatayin. Remember, we had all that list of things, right? They're like, what was it? It was the toret, the pigul, notar. Right? What do we say? What do we say that you weren't chayev on pigul for? Kometz levona and toret. That was it, wasn't it? Minchat, oh, well, it was a machloket there. The minchat, the power of Nisrafim and the power of Bechut, etc. Right, et all right? So all those things that you aren't chayev on mishum pigul, you are chayev aleihem mishum notar u'mishum tamei, right? U'mishum tamei chutz min adam. Right? So in other words, you aren't chayev, like Roger mentioned there, on those, all those things, but on ketoret or levona or any of those things, you would be chayev if there was notar, if you left them over their time, and if you were tamei and you did the avodah, you ate, you didn't with them. I'm not sure you eat all those things, but Rabbi Shimon says, mechayev b'davar shedar kan le'echol. He says only when it comes to things that you can eat. Aval ha'etzim v'halevona v'haketoret, right? Things which, like the wood and the frank incense, which we already proved in this room, you can't eat, and the ketoret, right? Ain chayavim alav mishum tumah. You and me chayav because of tumah. Okay, so that's a machloket, yeah? Whether you chayav bichlal. And Rabbi Shimon says, only things that you can eat, you be chayav. Things you can't eat, you aren't chayav. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Brighter. So the Brighter said like this. Tana Rabbanan, yachol lo yu chayavin mishum tumah. Ela al davar sheyesh lo matirin. Bein adam lemen is bayach. Now we learned, when are you chayav pigul? Now I've got to tell you that I'm still not sure. I learned this yesterday. I looked at it again this morning in your Gemara. Still not 100% sure why the Gemara makes this comparison. But the Gemara says like this. Maybe you would think that there's place to say that when are you chayev pigul? When we learned that you chayev pigul only with things that have got another matir. Right? Vayim she got matirin. Right? I saw that in English they translate matirin as a permitter. It's a nice word there. Okay? They have got permitters. Okay. Right, a permitter. Right? Matir. It actually sounds almost the same. Matir, permit. Mit. Matir. I wonder if it's got a root in the same word. Permit, mit, matir. Okay. So it says here. It says that you might... So we learned that you only chayev pigul of things that have got permitters. So like if blood spills the blood, then the meat you can eat because the meat has got a permitter of the blood. Right? Etc.
Meat.
So he says, right. So now, maybe we might think that these Isurim over here of Tuma and Notar, you should also only be Chayev for things which also have a permitter. Why? I don't know. Anybody got a Svara of why? I don't know. Right? And he says, Vedinu. And he can explain it here from a Kal v'chomer. Right? How? Why? What would be the basis for that? Uma pigul. Let's look at pigul. Pigul is kavua shehu bekvia. What do you mean bekvia? Pigul is kavua in the sense that you bring a set korban, right? Animal korbans. Only one type of korban you can bring. No matter how rich you are, how poor you are, you bring the same korban. Uve yedia achat. Remember this is reminds us which masech did we learn this all in? This is a throwback to masech shvur. I remember we had in Shvuot, we had the Olev Yored and we had the Yishtei Yediot. Remember that whole chart we had? Yediot at the beginning, Yediot at the end, Yediot in the middle. Remember that whole chart? Right? When did you know that you were off air? Did you remember and then you forgot? You remembered again? Or did you only remember at the end? You remember at the beginning and then forgot, etc. Right? So when it comes to Pigul, it's Kavia, one Korban, a definite set Korban, not an Olev Yored. It's a Yediot Achat. You only have to have known once, right? I think Rashi says over here, "V'yadia achat," right? Look at Rashi there. She'en o tzarich yadia betchila, ele she'achal b'shogeg v'yada le'achal b'yavad. One yadia, never knew at the beginning, but then once you knew that there was pigul, oiva, you're already chayev. V'lo hutar michlalo, and the principles of pigul have got no heterim. Like, for example, tuma hutra b'tzibur, right? Tuma in tzibur is a heter. Pigul is no heter b'tzibur. Right, ein chayavin alav ela al davar sheyesh lo matirin bein ala mizbech. So now pigul, we know there's only one type of korban, there's only one yediyah. There's no hutra from its klal, and there we know that when are you chayav pigul if it's got a permitter. So now maybe tuma. Now let's look at tuma. Tuma it actually is less chamur. Shehi ba'olav yored. There's a varying korban. A poor guy brings only a bird. Even a very poor guy brings a mincha. A rich guy brings an animal. Uveshte yediot, and you have to have at least two yediot to be chayiv in two. You have to know before and after. Remember, you forgot in the middle. Vehutra miklala, and it's got heterium from its principle. In other words, it is tuma hutra betzibur. Ein or din she'ein or chayiv ela v'adavayshu yesh lo materium bein adon v'adon mizbeach. Now again, I'll be honest with you. I don't understand why the Gemara seems to think of this kal v'chomer here. Does anybody understand why this should be kal v'chomer?
Totally different, actually.
Why would we think that because tuma is more makil, pigul is more chamur, and therefore when pigul is chamur, we only machmir if there's a permitter. Tuma is more makil and more flexible, therefore it should only be chayiv when there's a permitter. I don't understand. Anyhow, the Talmud Lomar, the Gemara says, no. Asher heim makdishim li. What is Asher heim makdishim? It's a very important pasuk. This pasuk we've seen before. The Rabbi Ben Eshel, v'yinazru. Remember, the word v'yinazru means separate, stay away. That's talking about tuma. That's the pasuk of tuma. Right? V'yinazru mi kol zarechem el hakodshim asher yakdishu ben Eshel Hashem v'tumato alav. Right? So it says there, that over there, makdishim ben Eshel, heim makdishim li. In other words, always. They're always makdishim li. There's no permitter, no not permitter. Tuma is tuma. That's how Rashi learns heim makdishim li. Look at Rashi there. I left out all these, compare all the Rashis, right? Vutum miklala, tamud mashem makdishim. Riba, look at Rashi, the very first wide lines of Rashi. Riba kol hamukdashim v'gabe v'yinazru ketiv. Riba kol hamukdashim. Always. Anytime that there's kadosh, that something's mukdash, there's tuma. So now the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Yachomiyad, can you immediately become over on Tuma? What's the Yachomiyad? Look at Rashi. Mishehuk deshu. From the moment that you maktish the animal, mitchayev alav miyad imachlu betuma. In other words, if you're telling me that we aren't dependent on the permitters, in other words, we aren't dependent on a stage in the process that something's happened and only now do I become, am I over on the mitzvah if I eat it betuma? Maybe immediately before we've done the zrika of the dam. I think that's what the question is, yeah, right? Tamud lomar, yikrav. What's yikrav mean? Look at Rashi there. Yacho mikdash b'chayav alav, miyad imachlu b'tumah. Tamud lomar, asher yikrav. Mikol zarachem. Okay? He says, asher yikrav mikol zarachem. What does it mean, asher yikrav mikol zarachem? Immediately Rabbi Lezer explains it. I'm Rabbi Lezer. V'chiyesh nogeya shu chayav. A question here, what are you chayev on tuma just by touching? No. What does it mean, yikrav? Bring it closer. Basar likarev hakatuv minaber. It means that you only chayev at the stage when the meat is now huchshar to be makriv, to be brought into the mizbech. And when is that? That's after you've done the zrikot of the dam, right? So in other words, it seems over here that you are dependent to an extent on the matirim. Could look, yeah, hakeitz. Give us an example. It says yesh lo matirin. If it's got matirin, mi yeshikravu matirin. Only after you've already done the kravav the matirin, then if you ate the animal now and you were tame, you be chav chayev. Ain lo matirin. If it hasn't got matirin, right? Look at Rashi there. Yesh lo matirin. Look at that Rashi there on the bottom there. Kagon emorim ubasar. The emorim basar shahadam matiran, that the blood is what causes them to be able to be eaten. Veshirei haminachot, and the red leftovers of the flour offering shakomets matiran, that little comet you take and throw, that makes it enables it. Mishir krivu, from the time that they are done, then you get your over. Mishir krivu matira. Ushain lo matirin. If it hasn't got matirin, could go on minchat kohanim, right? Because the whole thing is burnt. There's no matirin. Or kohen mashiach. Unesachim, right? The labashas, which are they themselves, are their own matirin. Misha yigdashu bekli. For the moment they put into a kli. Right? Shehu amachshiran la'achira hamura bahen. So I don't know. I'm a little bit confused. Because it seems that when are you chayev on over on tuma? Only when the matirin have actually been done. So it seems really that they are a little bit similar to pigul. Maybe that's why the Gemara asked the question in the first place. Are you following my difficulty? Or am I just...
It was like a chamor
lekav. Right, chamor lekav. So it seems that there's place to think that, because in reality, you are only chayev on the achila when you've got materin. So there would have been place to think that only things that have got materin. But we just saw now, no, it's not only when the things have materin, everything, but you are still, those things that have got materin, you aren't over until the materin were done. But those things that haven't got materin, which we might have thought you aren't chayev for tumah, you'll be chayev, but when they're put into a kli. Okay, that's how the Gemara is going to sum it up. So the Gemara says, okay, we said in our Mishnah, remember, we said, so all we've already proven now is the whole issue of tumah. We still haven't yet proven notar, right? So the Gemara says, ashkachan tumah, we've proven tumah. Notar binalan, we don't know about notar, right? The Gemara says, how do we know about notar, right? Look at Rashi quickly. The chayev alav af al davar she'enu matirin. We know about notar that you chayev on notar, even on things that haven't got matirin. He says ati chilul chilul mituma. Right? We learn it from exereshava from tuma, chilul chilul from tuma. So we learn tuma is chayev on things that you haven't only got matirin, even things that haven't got matirin. You chayev from the time they're going to the kli. Notar is exereshava from tuma. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Veleilaf avon avon yipigul. Rather learn from pigul. Now, if we learn from pigul, then what do we come back to? We say no. Then our Mishnah is not correct because our Mishnah say what our Mishnah say. Dvarim she'el chayav alei mishum pigul, chayav alei mishum notar. If we exert something from pigul to notar, then we're going to say it's like notar. It's pigul. But we then turn to our Mishnah. We should rather learn from pigul. The Gemara says no. Mistabra mituma haver elemeda. We should rather learn from tuma from a svara. Why? Shekain gezel. The rashi tevot of gimel zayin lamed. Right. So gezel siman. Shekain gezel siman. The siman is gezel. Look at Rashi. Rashi tells us what the gezel is siman. Remember at the very beginning, I said we'll see it in Rashi just now. Anybody remember what it was? I forgot it myself. What I wanted to say that there were the two sides of the same coin. Right. Notar and pigu. Right, we'll see. Okay, what's the gezel? We haven't got the yet. But what's gezel? He says the gezel is siman inu kesheng siman notar v'tuma. Right, psula guf. Right, that's guf. The gimel is the guf. Upigul is psul machshavas. That's not the same, because tuma and notar is actually physically the objects themselves are tamei. Where with pigul it's machshava, it's intention. Notar v'tuma. Trying to show what's a comparison. Ein zrikat adam mevi atan lidei psulan. We don't have to worry about the zrikat. But we said it's not a matir. We don't worry about the matir, right? So there's no zrikat adam. Where pigul zrikat adam kovato psul. Remember, with pigul the zrikat has to be all good for the zrikat to become kosher. Notar v'tame. So that's gimel and zayin, gezel, gimel, zayin, guf and zrikat. Notar v'tame ne'mar bahen chilu, right? Ne'mar bahen chilul. So it looks like the lamed is the chilul, right? Gezel, the lamed from chilul. The gzarashav, the chilul, chilul. So the Gemara says, Adraba, mi pigul avle lemaylaf. If you want to tell me simanim, then I'll tell you to learn it from pigul rather. Why? Because pigul, we've got shekain. You want to tell me siman, you got the guf, zrika, and chilul. I'll tell you with the Gzereshava here of the similarity between pigul and notar. We've got notar, tzitz, tahor, bizman, and karev. We've got five parallels here between them. For hanging the fish, and these are much more. They're five to three. One of the five. Look at Rashi here. Shekel hutar, tzitz, tahor, bizman, karev, hanging the fish. It says notar upigul. Now we want to know that these two, notar upigul, lo hutru miklalan ketuma. So the first one is, right, we said notar, right? Notar, which is no heter here, like lo hutru miklalan ketuma. Tuma's got a heter. Remember, we learned that hutru and miklalan, hutru betzibur. Notar isn't matir betzibur. If it's notar, it's notar. With me, right? That's the first one. Vayna tzitz miratze alayu ketuma. So the tzitz makes things tuma if it works. Notar, the tzitz can't help you if it's notar. It's not tzitz. V'af agav de betumet aguf kamina she'ena tzitz miratze aleya. Shame tumah mihat nirtzeit betzitz. So he says, va'af agav de betumat aguf, she'enat zit meratzeh, but when it comes to tumah, that which is in the guf itself, by the way, the tzitz does meratzeh. The third one is tahor, shnehen tahorin, right? Notar is still tahor, it's not tamay. And pigul is still tahor, it's not tamay. It's pigul. And it's notar, but it's not tamay. Right, Ushnehen Nifshlim Bezman. Yeah, he has that with well to the common denominator with Notar and Machshava. They pasul Bezman. Look, Ze Benotar Chutz Lezmano, Veze Pigu is Bemachshevet Zman. See that? The same idea. Right, and the fifth thing is Ushnehen Psulin Bekarev. Right, Lafuke Tumataguf, She Psulan Bemakriv. See that? And what's the comment that when it comes to Pigul and Notar, the pasul is in the Bekarev, in what you gain to put onto the Mizbeach, in the item that's being, the Korban itself. As regards to Tumat Taguf, when you pasul Tameh, we're talking about a person who's Tameh, the Makriv is Tameh, the person doing the job. Okay? So those are five similarities between those two, and there seem to be more. So the Gemara says, you're right. If we want to start learning Simanim, then we got a problem. It says, Ella, you're right. Forget that. We've got another reason. So what's the why is Notar different? We don't learn Notar now from Tamei. Ella, mi detani Levi. Detani Levi. Levi's got his own limud. Minayim she'af bepsul zman hakatuv medaber. How do we know that the pasuk's telling us that something which is pasul zman? Now, pasul zman could be either pigul, in our case now, or Notar. They're both pasul zman. Right? Tamud lomar, velo yechalelu. That's that same pasuk talking about Tumah. Right? Ve'yinazru mikoshev b'nei Yisrael, velo yechalelu. Look at me. What do you mean, velo yechalelu? It says over here, v'shnei chilulin ha-katuv b'daber. The pasuk, because it says, velo yechalelu. Right? You see how it's written? It's written with a double lamed. Velo yechalelu. Echad b'psul notar, ve'echad b'psul Tumah. Look at Rashi very quickly. V'shnei chilulin, midelokativ ve'yinazru, V'lo yechalu. Now the Rashi doesn't say anything. Look at that quickly. The hay of the Shulchan Aruch Betzit. Even people who don't know the Shulchan Aruch Betzit. Just for this, please look now at the Shulchan Aruch Betzit. The hay Shulchan Aruch Betzit. V'lo yechalu haslaka dad. It could have been written with a lamed, only one lamed. It's written with two lameds. That two lamed tells us Tumah and Notar. Okay.